Day drinking responsibly with a touch of class. This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's head on to the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Visit with Connor Folk, XFL insider for XFL News Hub. We've got football this weekend, and it is the launch of the second incarnation of the XFL. Connor, thank you so much for taking the time. Let's just start with I think, a question that most people have, which is just a pretty simple, straightforward one. Why will the XFL succeed this time where it failed last time?
Hey, guys. I appreciate you having me on this morning. Just two big things I want to point out straight off the bat. Number one, money. So there have been multiple reports out recently that Vince McMahon is fully prepared to lose $375 million before the product becomes viable. That's staying power right there. Every single recent spring football iteration that you've seen had guys that just did not have that staying power. They were not prepared to lose hundreds of millions of dollars, which blatantly is just an expectation of starting a spring football league. Number two is the quality of broadcast partner. You're going to be seeing these games on ESPN, Fox, ABC, flagship stations that are on the most basic cable networks. So you don't have to get the super ultra sports package to be able to watch these XFL games.
And Connor, so, you know, my natural instinct, we talked about this when the XFL first formed, was if you were trying to be, and Vince, trust me, Vince has big pockets. I know this very well, you know, from just family history. But I know that with Vince, in my gut, it would say, hey, you know, if I'm trying to make a spring football league, wouldn't we have it be more regional, right? So when I think of L.A. and, you know, L.A. having a team, and you're like, gosh, the Chargers can't get attendance, right? I love the St. Louis team. Love that idea, having been in St. Louis for 7 years. But for me, it was like, why not choose more of a regional, right? So guys can take buses or trains and not have to use these planes. How do you think, what do you think about that thought, that it should have been maybe more regional than, for instance, having a Seattle team going all the way to Washington, D.C. this weekend?
Yeah, it's a question that a lot of people certainly have. The XFL, right off the bat, is taking a very different approach to the cities that they have teams in. You know, we haven't seen these national huge big cities as a part of spring football since, you know, maybe the USFL back in the day. But the reason why they have big cities like New York, LA playing a part in the XFL, I think it's really tied to that broadcast package that I just mentioned. I have a strong intuition that ESPN, ABC, and Fox requested New York in LA as markets. Also, you have to remember when the XFL was really choosing their cities and making these agreements, the AAF was still in function. So the XFL really avoided putting teams where the AAF had franchises already, you know, to just avoid that mix up. I feel like San Diego would have been more so of a possibility if the AAF was not there.
That's interesting. Yeah, you forget at the time of when this was all going through that that AAF was still around. Connor Folk, our guest, XFL insider for XFL News Hub. I think there's no question that there's a hunger for this, there's a want for this, and I think one thing that people get lost in, and they'll say, well, you know, the idea that you've got to compete, you're not competing with the NFL. You don't need their numbers. You just need a portion of that. And so if Vince is in, man, I mean, I do think that there's an opportunity here to make a little hay and to create something that has some staying power. In terms of rules that are different, one thing we know about the last time the XFL was around was that it was really influential, especially in the way that the game is consumed via television now in the National Football League. What are some of the other tweaks the XFL is doing this year that the people who are traditionally used to watching college football in our market or the NFL will be different in the XFL?
Yeah, absolutely. So XFL was focused on player safety as they were making their rules. However, they didn't want to lose a high-scoring possibility for their scores. So they definitely changed up the kickoffs and the punt techniques as well. For punts, the gunners cannot take off until the ball has hit the punter's foot. That's going to give the return man a lot of room to get a good return going. It increases the exciting return action. However, you're not going to have nearly as many high-speed collisions that really opens players up to the possibility of concussions. Kickoffs are similar. So already they're going to be the kicker will be kicking further behind the defenders on the return, and players will not be able to run off the ball until the ball is in the air, and they actually have to wait until the return man has caught the ball before they can return that. Some other big rules is they've gotten rid of extra points. Teams have the option of scoring a 1 point extra point, a 2 point extra point, and a 3 point extra point from different yardages towards the end zone. So that's a big exciting rule as well. The XFL created some rules based around a higher scoring. And then one other thing I do want to mention is the XFL has made it a point of priority to make these games significantly faster than the NFL games that you have seen. These games are supposed to be over within about 2 hours and 45 minutes. They cut the length of halftime, and they also as well have created ways at which balls will be getting put in the players' hands faster. You're not going to have nearly as many pauses in play.
Connor, as far as teams to watch, it seems like between Landry Jones and Cardale Jones and some of these quarterbacks, but do you have a sense of what team is the favorite kind of heading into this? You know, I know for a lot of NFL fans, they're probably just going to flip it on, have no idea kind of who's going to be worth watching. But do you have a sense of what team is the favorite going into this season?
Yeah, absolutely. I have two favorites here. The Dallas Renegades, coached by head coach Bob Stoops, Oklahoma football legend, obviously. They have a really strong quarterback in Landry Jones with a ton of NFL experience there, along with the air raid offense, which I'm really excited to see in the pro football setting. And then also, I think the DC Defenders are extremely strong. Former Ohio State legend Cardale Jones is quarterbacking that team right there. You know, took Ohio State to the championship, obviously, there in Columbus, Ohio. I know you guys are well aware of that, obviously.
Yeah.
So I think Defenders are going to be super strong.
This is fun. Appreciate it. Good luck. We'll follow you. Keep an eye on this thing, and I'll look forward to watching this weekend. Appreciate your time, Connor.
Sounds good. I hope you guys have a great day.